The prayer of Jesus is for the truth.
Climb out of this boat and then under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win, you never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
Our Father in heaven, please consider our prayer for the truth, for it is written that the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 25 through 34. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from chronic bleeding for 12 years. Although she had endured a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all of her money, she had not been helped at all but rather grew worse. Since she had heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his robe. For she had been saying, "If I can just touch his robe, I will get well." Her bleeding stopped at once, and she felt in her body that she was healed from her illness. Immediately Jesus became aware that power had gone out of him. So he turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said to him, "You see the crowd jostling you, and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" But he kept looking around to see the woman who had done this. So the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed from your illness." The book of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. Then one of the scribes came near and heard them arguing with one another. He saw how well Jesus answered them, so he asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of them all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you must love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You have told the truth, that God is one, and there is no other besides him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw how wisely the man answered, he told him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him another question. The book of John, chapter 1, verses 14 through 18. The Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. We gazed on his glory, the kind of glory that belongs to the Father's unique Son, full of grace and truth. John told the truth about him. When he cried out, "This is the person about whom I said, 'The one who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.'" from his fullness we have all received one gracious gift after another. For while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The unique God, who is close to the Father's side, has revealed him. The Book of John, Chapter 4, Verses 19 through 26. The woman said to him, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain. But you Jews say that the place where people should worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you Samaritans will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You don't know what you're worshipping. We know what we're worshipping, for salvation comes from the Jews. Yet the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. Indeed, the Father is looking for people like that to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." The Book of John, Chapter 5, Verses 31 through 47. "If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies about me, and I know that the testimony he gives about me is true. You have sent messengers to John, and he has testified to the truth. Myself do not accept human testimony, but I am saying these things so that you may be saved. That man was a lamp that burns and brightly shines, and for a while you were wont to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater testimony than John's, for the works that the Father has given me to complete, the very works that I am doing, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has himself testified on my behalf. You have never heard his voice or seen his appearance, nor do you have his word abide in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he sent. You examine the scriptures carefully because you suppose that in them you have eternal life. Yet they testify about me. But you are not willing to come to me to have life. I do not accept human praise. I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. Yet if another man comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept each other's praise and do not look for the praise that comes from the only God? Do not suppose that I will be the one to abuse you before the Father. Your abuser is Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believe Moses, you would believe me, for it was about me that he wrote. But if you do not believe what he wrote, how will you believe my words?" The Book of John, Chapter 8, Verses 31 through 47. So Jesus said to those Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are really my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They replied to him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves to anybody. So how can you say, you will be set free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly I tell you that everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. The slave does not remain in that household forever, but the son does remain forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are trying to kill me because my word finds no reception in you. I declare what I have seen in my Father's presence, and you are doing what you have heard from your father." They replied to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing what Abraham did. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham would not have done that. You are doing your father's works." They said to him, "We are not illegitimate children. We have one father, God himself." Jesus told them, "If God were your father, you would have loved me, because I came from God and am here. For I have not come on my own accord, but he sent me. Why don't you understand my language? It's because you can't listen to my words. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and has never stood by the truth, since there is no truth in him. Whenever he tells a lie, he speaks in character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But it is because I speak the truth that you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? The one who belongs to God listens to the words of God. The reason you do not listen is because you do not belong to God. The Book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 31. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going away to prepare a place for you? And if I am going away to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will welcome you into my presence, so that you may be where I am. You know where I am going, and you know the way. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you have known me, you will also know my Father. From now on you know him and have seen him. If you love me, keep my commandments. I will ask the Father to give you another helper, to be with you always. He is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, for it neither sees him nor recognizes him. But you recognize him, for he abides with you and will be in you. I am not going to forsake you like orphans. I will come back to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. On that day you will know that I am in my Father and that you are in me and that I am in you. The person who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I, too, will love him and reveal myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you are going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Then my Father will love him, and we will go to him and make our home within him. The one who does not love me does not keep my words. The word that you hear is not mine, but comes from the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of all that I have told you. I am leaving peace with you. I am giving you my own peace. I am not giving it to you as the world gives. So do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You have heard me tell you, I am going away, but I am coming back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I am. I have told you this now, before it happens, so that when it does happen you will believe. I will not talk with you much longer, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me. But I am doing what the Father has commanded me to let the world know that I love the Father. Get up. Let us leave this place. Amen.